Reishit and Aleph Sif Beis. Since Sif Aleph, we brought the opinion, the order of brachas, when you have different type of food is, first make an Hashivis Aminim, the next order of Hashivis is Sholem, that is a full fruit. By the way, a pomegranate, one piece of the pomegranate is considered a full fruit, or a grape, one grape is considered a fruit. And the third one is the one that you generally prefer. That's the third level of Hashivis. To pick to make the bracha on. In the case where you have in front of you one type of fruit, let's say you have apples and oranges, and you generally like oranges more, but right now you prefer the apple. So the question is, do you go by the one you generally like or the one you want right now? And so according to the first opinion, you go by the one you generally like. Mr. Brewer says that it's much from the place in such a situation, you should make on the bracha which you generally like more, taste a little bit of it, and then afterwards eat a little bit from the other one. And then afterwards, go back to the first one. Sid Beis, the opinion of the Rambam is brought, and he passes like the Chachamim that say, how you mean, Echad Chavu Lo Yoysim, Ben Shiva Chaseim Shavuz, Ben Shem Chaseim Shavuz, Ben Shiyishnami Min Shiva, Ben Shem Min Shiva, Masim Achavu Lo. He says, the opposite of the first opinion, totally the Machlokes of Yidun Chachamim, he passes that the one that you want now most is the one you make the brocha on. So if you have grapes, and apples and pears, and generally you like pears more. And grapes are shivas aminin, but right now you prefer to have the apple, so that's when you make the bracha according to the Rambam. Then eyo yoisim is there, yoisim is there. If they're all equal, then there's a min shiva, and bracha l'tchil. Then you make on the shivas aminin. Yeah. So the ma'isa, like we said, the halach l'ma'isa is like the first opinion, which is first preference is shivas aminin, then sholim, complete fruit, and then afterwards, the one that you generally like. Sid Gimel. Haviu lefon of zavah shebichos abayi for eight, v'zavah shebichos abayi v'chos shahakol. So, in Sif Aleph, we said that if there are two different brachas, then there's no special order. But this opinion holds that if you abayi for eight in the shakel, abayi for eight, kodenesh, yechashuva, sheinu b'tenes, ela zavah echon. A bracha which is more specific is a more choshev bracha. So, if you abayi for eight, it does not cover everything, the more choshev bracha. And therefore, if you have a boy prayer and zama, the issue is not that one will pass to the other. The issue is which one to do first. Even according to this opinion, in such a case, you would make a boy prayer egg first. The same boy prayer zama, the shackle. The same thing applies. We have boy prayer zama shackle because boy prayer zama is more specific. In the context of hakaras atzorim, the more specific one is, the better he is. You stay by somebody for a week and at the end you said it was great. That's not hakaras atzorim. He said the food was delicious and the room was wonderful, etc., etc., etc. That's more curses. Okay. In Hivil, the father creates the Priyadama. Eizem, Heim, Shiyat, Yaakim. According to his opinion, the Maila is Priyadama over Shahako. But between Priyadama and Priyadama, his opinion holds that there's no order. You can do either one, and you pick the one that you is more chaviv to you. Hishayim, by Priyadama, Goyim. Second opinion is, that the boy prayer is more chosher a bracha than boy prayer adam. It's more specific. You make it on that, and the Mishnah says that as comments on the chayim is also proper to go like that. Yishayim. So basically, if you have two different things, two different brachas, you first make the bracha on the one that has the most specific bracha. But he says that the boy prayer adam is more chaviv than the boy prayer. So we have some opinions that say, then you have the eighth and adama. No order. Other ones say you do the eighth first. But on the other hand, you have a mile of chavit. So, the Mishra Bruce says, in just the case, then you should make the bracha on the chavit. And also, if the boy priyadam happens in the Shiva Saminim, how can you have a boy priyadam Shiva Saminim? So you have roasted kernels of grain. We learned before that you make a boy priyadam on them, puffed wheat. You make a boy priyadam on them. They also, you should make on the Shiva Saminim before you make on something that's boy priyadam.